Origin of Life Sea Saga by Richard William Nelson. Origin of Life researchers collected new insights from a new paper entitled The Origin of Membrane Biogenetics, published in the December issue of the journal Cell. The media elevated the hype into an Origin of Life Sea Saga spectacle. The journal Nature covered the paper in an article entitled How Life Emerged from Deep Sea Rocks by Ed Yong. The subtitle: The origin of ion-pumping proteins could explain how life began in and escaped from undersea thermal vents, seemed to seal the deal. NBCNews.com featured the story with the title Theorists Are Pumped Up About Their New Origin of Life Proposal by Tia Ghose. A new theory proposes the primordial life forms that gave rise to all life on Earth left deep-sea vents, reported Ghose, because of their invention of a tiny pump. Researchers Nick Lane, of Research Department of Genetics, Evolution, and Environment at the College of London, and William F. Martin, of the Institute of Molecular Evolution at the Heinrich Heine Universitats, in Dusseldorf, Germany, authored the journal Cell article. Lane and Martin had presented their work earlier at the Royal Society in November entitled Energy Transduction and Genome Function, an Evolutionary Synthesis. They proposed living organisms are self-replicating, self-sustaining systems. Newly emerging insights are driving an evolutionary synthesis that is rooted in thermodynamics. New origin of life pathway. It is possible to trace a coherent pathway leading from no more than rocks, water, and carbon dioxide to the strange bioenergetic properties of all cells living today, explained Lane, a revolutionary theory. The core of Lane and Martin's hypothesis begins with the energy released by deep-sea hydrothermal vents in the presence of rocks, water, and carbon dioxide that produces the organic chemistry of life. As Lane explains, natural proton gradients acting across thin FeS iron sulfide walls within alkaline hydrothermal vents could drive carbon assimilation, leading to the emergence of protocells primitive life within vent pores. By harnessing energy from the deep-sea hydrothermal vents, Lane and Martin propose that life emerged from the deep-sea. Lane and Martin, however, call their idea a hypothesis, not a theory, as reported by NBCNews.com. In terms of scientific evidence, however, they had none. Developing the conditions to test their origin of life hypothesis give pause. Jana Mend, a researcher at the University of Southern California, who was not involved in the study, commenting on Live Science noted, "Mimicking natural conditions in the lab is a lot more difficult than it sounds." Origin of Life Sea Saga critics. News media excitement over the hypothesis annoyed many Origin of Life researchers. Wolfgang Nitschke, a biochemist at the French National Center for Scientific Research in Marseille, noted in an interview with Nature one of the significant problems with their theory. It is in stark contrast to basically all other origin of life hypotheses. Stuart A. Newman, for example, professor of cell biology and anatomy at the New York Medical College, takes a different approach. For Newman, the origin of life is a self-organization process that develops through a process of dynamical patterning modules, not through deep-sea thermal vents. For American theoretical biologist Stuart Kaufman of the University of Vermont, the origin of life is self-organization that develops through genetic regulatory networks. Consensus. While scientists have yet to develop a consensus on the Sea Saga origin of life, they have a consensus on the irrelevancy of Darwin's theory. As Newman notes, Darwinian uniformitarian would have predicted the evidence otherwise. Since the publication of Charles Darwin's Origin of Species, there has never been a scientific consensus on the origin of life, either. In the mid-20th century, the likelihood of developing a consensus on a cohesive theory of evolution seemed within reach. Since then, recent scientific discoveries have continued to divide rather than united the evolution industry. Now, evolution is in crisis without a theory. Alan C. Love of the University of Minnesota, a participant of the Altenberg Summit in 2008, lamenting the state of the evolution industry, concluded, "My account also meshes with the recognition that a fully unified view of evolutionary processes may be out of reach. Evolution exists as a philosophy, not as a scientific fact.